When Google Met WikiLeaks, written by Julian Assange and read by Tom Pyle.
Eric Schmidt is an influential figure, even among the parade of powerful characters with whom I've had to cross paths since I founded WikiLeaks. In mid-May 2011, I was under house arrest in rural Norfolk, about 3 hours' drive northeast of London. The crackdown against our work was in full swing, and every wasted moment seemed like an eternity. It was hard to get my attention. But when my colleague Joseph Farrell told me the executive chairman of Google wanted to make an appointment with me, I was listening. In some ways, the higher echelons of Google seemed more distant and obscure to me than the halls of Washington. We had been locking horns with senior U.S. officials for years by that point. The mystique had worn off. But the power centers growing up in Silicon Valley were still opaque, and I was suddenly conscious of an opportunity to understand and influence what was becoming the most influential company on Earth. Schmidt had taken over as CEO of Google in 2001 and built it into an empire. I was intrigued that the mountain would come to Muhammad. But it was not until well after Schmidt and his companions had been and gone that I came to understand who had really visited me. The stated reason for the visit was a book. Schmidt was penning a treatise with Jared Cohen, the director of Google Ideas, an outfit that describes itself as Google's in-house think-do tank. I knew little else about Cohen at the time. In fact, Cohen had moved to Google from the U.S. State Department in 2010. He had been a fast-talking Generation Y ideas man at State under two U.S. administrations, a courtier from the world of policy think tanks and institutes, poached in his early 20s. He became a senior advisor for Secretaries of State Rice and Clinton. At State, on the policy planning staff, Cohen was soon christened Condi's party starter, channeling buzzwords from Silicon Valley into U.S. policy circles and producing delightful rhetorical concoctions such as Public Diplomacy 2.0. On his Council on Foreign Relations adjunct staff page, he listed his expertise as terrorism, radicalization, impact of connection technologies on 21st century statecraft, Iran. It was Cohen who, while he was still at the Department of State, was said to have emailed Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to delay scheduled maintenance in order to assist the aborted 2009 uprising in Iran. His documented love affair with Google began the same year, when he befriended Eric Schmidt as they together surveyed the post-occupation wreckage of Baghdad. Just months later, Schmidt recreated Cohen's natural habitat within Google itself by engineering a think-do tank based in New York and appointing Cohen as its head. Google Ideas was born. Later that year, the two co-wrote a policy piece for the Council on Foreign Relations journal Foreign Affairs, praising the reformative potential of Silicon Valley technologies as an instrument of U.S. foreign policy. Describing what they called coalitions of the connected, Schmidt and Cohen claimed that democratic states that have built coalitions of their militaries have the capacity to do the same with their connection technologies. They offer a new way to exercise the duty to protect citizens around the world, emphasis added.